Number 2, North Dakota. Number 1, Minnesota. Number 16, Alaska. Number 13, Minnesota State. Now number 5, Michigan Tech. No doubt that Bemidji State has had a difficult start to the season, but no doubt that Bemidji State is a better hockey team than they were a year ago, and they've needed to be, since they've run the gauntlet the first 5 weeks of the season. BSU might have lost twice last weekend, but Tom Cerutori thought his team played well, including Saturday night.
I thought we played with a lot of desperation. I thought we made a lot of plays. There's a lot of puck hunger. So it was maybe the best period we had of the year there. So
Minnesota State never seems to let their foot off the gas, and BSU matched them nearly toe for toe.
There's no question. You know what? They keep their foot on the gas pedal. You can't make a lot of mistakes against them. So they got an extremely good hockey team.
One of the reasons for BSU's success? Balanced scoring, and scoring when they've needed it.
4-on-4, Mitch Kane into the offensive zone with a shot. Williams save, rebound, backhand, rebound, scores! Phil Brewer with 2.5 seconds left. Bemidji State scores to make it 3-1. They had three cracks at it. Stephon Williams made the first two saves.
Give Phil Brewer credit. He paused for a minute, looked where the goalie was, and shot it up over him.
And they even score in the last few seconds, showing they never give up.
Loose now, Jerry Fitzgerald with a shot. Rebound shot, they score. Bemidji State's Nate Arntz with 10.5 seconds left gets it to 5-3.
McFlurry in front, and the puck just ended up dropping right next to the left post and behind the crease. So Arntz did a good job of retrieving the puck and stuffing it in quickly.
Rankings mean absolutely nothing. Let me say that again. Rankings mean nothing. But with good records come high rankings. And the WCHA has certainly taken care of their end of the bargain this season.
This is Mankato's year. This is Michigan Tech's year. It's Bowling Green's year. They've all kind of prepped for this year right now, and Michigan Tech might be the hottest team in the country, not the league. And
The 8-0 Michigan Tech Huskies come to town to take on your Beavers in what should be another doozy from the Sanford Center. The Noosa pregame show is next on the Beaver Radio Network.